Yogi Bhajan called it a kriya for self-hypnosis, to hypnotize you into self-love. Unconditional self-love. And where there's love, there's no fear. And when there's no fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that relationship with yourself now.
Hi, and surprise. Yeah, I know, it's Sunday and I'm on air. But I woke up this morning and I was leaning towards this, and then this afternoon I was being pushed actually towards the show today. So let's expect something. You know, because I think that a lot of times we just think nothing's going to happen, but let's expect something to happen. Let's manifest something to happen in our lives tonight, in this now moment. You know, forget about all the other moments that we've had today. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems like that this day has just like steamrolled it way to where we are right now. And so, it feels like I woke up, I blinked my eyes, and now it's time for the show. So that's how my day's been going. But I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you're listening to the program. And I want to start out by saying, you know what? Thank you to you for being you and for supporting the show in any way that you support it. But you support the show in lots of ways. Some of you support it financially and help me, and others pray for us. That's support. And some of you come and listen, and that's support because I can feel your energy. So there's lots of ways that you support this program, and I want to say thank you for doing so because it's important to me to do that. Maybe tonight, you know, tonight I just feel very thankful. I just feel, I don't know, like a attitude of gratitude tonight, where Spirit has brought me from and to where Spirit has put me now. And, you know, I just am amazed of the journey. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about that tonight. But we also are going to be taking your calls. I am going to be pulling cards for you tonight. I'm going to pull 3 cards for everybody that calls in. So think about your questions right now. And get those questions in your head. What do you want to ask Spirit? What do you really need to know right now and in your life? And so I would get those questions in your mind now, okay? If you haven't called in yet and you would like to be a part of the program, Rose would be happy to talk to you. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. It's 347-327-9316. Again, 347-327-9316. All right. Cards. I pulled cards, actually. Cards. Okay. Gaia deck first. Ocean of Eternal Love. Bottom of the card talks about healing, creativity, and fertility. Ocean of Eternal Love. Do you know that there's an ocean of love that flows inside of you constantly? It's that spirit within you, bringing that healing into your life. And bringing that creativity into your life. And out of that creativity, things are birthed. And the one that I want to focus on tonight, and this is one thing that I think that Spirit's burning into me right now, is that we birth things into existence by bringing them, by manifesting them, and then speaking them. Okay? One thing that's real important into all of this manifesting, we can think about something all day long and say, man, you know, I want that in my life. I would like to have that in my life. But if we never speak it out, you are a creator. And if you look at the world, whatever way you think that the world was created, that's totally up to you. I'm not going to get into debate about that because I don't really know that answer. Okay? But I believe that we speak things into existence. Fine example. The other day, I spoke outside. I said, man, you know what? I would like to have 3 readings today. Within 10 minutes of me saying that, I had 10 readings booked. I mean, not 10 readings, 3 readings booked. But that would be nice if I got 10. That would be awesome, too. Maybe I need to speak that into existence. Okay, but that would be cool. All right. Next card I pulled from my Gateway cards. They're my brand new deck. I don't use them a lot lately, but they're my brand new deck. And the card is Igniting Courage. There's a horse jumping over. Looks like a ditch or something. And at the bottom of the card it says, I am strong, valiant, and courageous. As we move into this week, let's move into this week expecting Spirit to knock down those walls that's been holding us back, those barriers that have been in our way, and move forward valiantly and courageously and strong. But we can't do that if we're hanging on to fear and doubt and worry. And, oh man, I don't know, Michael. You just don't know. But I know somebody that does know, and it's the Spirit within you. And I know that the Spirit within you is the same Spirit that's within me. And the same Spirit that's in me is telling you to be valiant, strong, and courageous. And move forward into this week being not afraid of anything. And because there's no reason to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. So, all right. Let's go to prayer, and then I'll be taking your calls. Before we do that, let me give you my website address. www.spirituallyawakening.com is my personal website. And you can set up readings there, find out information about me, and about events that are coming up, Okay? The website for the show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And over there, you can find out who's been on the show and listen to them. And you can also find out who's coming up. I have some awesome guests coming up, actually, too. Okay, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I just want to slow down for just a second and really just let you know that how much I love you and how much I appreciate everything that you've done for me and everything that you are doing for me and everything that you're going to do for me. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the abilities inside of me, and I thank you for this opportunity tonight to share those abilities with the people listening to my voice right now. I don't take it for granted, and I count it an honor and privilege to be doing what I do. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now. I don't take them for granted either. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for each one of them tonight. I wish I could reach out right now and hug every one of them and say, man, you know what? I'm proud of you, and I love you, and you're doing awesome. But maybe I can do that in the spirit world, and maybe they can feel that, and that's what I want to do right now. Because I think that sometimes, Father, Mother, God, my listeners, they don't get encouraged enough. And we live in a world that sometimes it just feels like that sometimes we're like a bunching bag, and we feel like that we get knocked down, and we pop back up, and then we get knocked down again, and then we pop back up. Father, Mother, God, there's somebody listening to my voice right now that feels like that. Just heal that right now. Just touch their heart right now and just let them feel your presence right now. And there's a lot of hurting people. Father, Mother, God, I know that your healing power can heal us instantly and heal those wounds instantly, physically and emotionally. Father, Mother, God, I just move completely out of the way right now and become that vessel that you always use on this program, and I thank you again for that opportunity. Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray that you would surround us with the white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and hold on for just a second, and as soon as I can see my switchboard, we'll say hello to whoever's on the call here. 540, can you say your name for me, please? I know it's in front of me, but can you say your name out loud?
Hi, I'm Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How can I help you tonight?
I think this is the first time I've called into your show.
Well, welcome, and I appreciate you calling in. How can I help you tonight?
Thank you. Well, I guess what the cards would say for my friend Aaron, he's having some difficulties right now.
Okay, what was your friend's name again?
Aaron.
Okay, all right. All right. Now, is this, is because Aaron can be a female or a male. Is this a female?
His name's, it's Aaron, and he's a male. He's my partner for 2 years. His name's
okay,
Aaron.
Okay, okay. Because I just, I thought it was a male, but I just wanted to be sure, because
yeah.
Aaron can be two different, you know, can be both names.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to be sure. Let me go ahead and shuffle the cards here, and we'll pull some cards on this. So has he just been going through a trial like the last year or so? Just feels like he's a little distant.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
To say the least.
Yeah, it just feels like that he's just, because immediately when I'm starting to tap into him, I just feel like the closer you try to bring him, the farther he pushes you away. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. Because it's like you reach out to him and he's it's almost like he's like slapping your hands and saying, I don't need help, I don't want help. And does that make sense to you? I just keep picking that up.
It does, yeah.
Okay. Let me pull some cards on this and then let's see what Spirit has to say about this, okay? Evolution card is the first card I pulled on this. And this is a time of transformation in this relationship. I do feel like that there are some changes that are going to be necessary, okay, in this. Because I just feel like that you're just getting zapped in this relationship. I just feel like that it's just like going nowhere right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And are you considering making some changes here?
We both are.
Okay. I would say that, you know, these are definitely coming up. Now, the next card shows me this is the attachment card. It says letting go, restriction, and fear. So let me pull one more card on this before I say, yeah. I would say that this was time to really consider leaving this relationship. And as if you do leave this relationship, I do feel like that there will be another relationship that comes into your path towards maybe the end of this year. But there's a lot of this, you know, disturbing thoughts, a lot of confusion going on right now in all of this. And this has been an ongoing thing. This has just not happened in the last month or so. This has been a continuation of about a year or so. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just like pulling teeth, and that's hard. You know, it's hard on you, it's hard on the spirit within you, and you deserve a lot better. You know, I'm not saying anything against this guy because I don't know him. I just feel like that he needs to get his act together. I feel like that there's a lot of stuff going on in his life right now, and everybody's going through changes right now. Everybody is going through this. But, you know, for your own higher good and your own spirituality, you know, you've already thought about leaving. I would really consider that right now. You know, that doesn't mean that you guys couldn't reconnect down the line. I mean, I see that possible maybe down the line. But right now I feel like that this relationship at this moment in time is coming to an end. That's everything that's inside of me as a reader, and I'm sorry to tell you that, but everything is showing me that this relationship at this moment in time is coming to a halt.
Yeah, I knew that. You're right.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm sorry to see that, but I'm also, you know, knowing that it's just been frustrating for both of you, and you guys need a break right now. You know, I do see a possibility. I will tell you, I do see a possibility. Maybe, you know, towards the end of the year, maybe that's what I saw about a rekindling of a relationship. Maybe this could come back. But there's going to have to be some serious communication here and really looking at this. But right now, I definitely see a break is necessary right here.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. And hopefully I've helped you tonight, and I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye. So hopefully I helped. So let me go ahead and let's go ahead with Lori. You're next. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I kind of got in a situation. I applied for this loan for this skin rejuvenation program, you know,
uh-huh.
And they put my the wrong financial information on the credit app, you know, and so I could get approved. I mean, I looked online and stuff and, you know, saw all this bad stuff about their company. And then I thought, well, then I looked and it's like, you know, it's a crime to have the wrong information on your credit app. And so I called Accounts Without Loan and they go, well, it's too bad, you know, we don't give any refunds, you know. And I was like, well, I haven't even done the service yet and I don't want it. And I go, well, you know, like, too bad we don't give any refunds. So I called up the process, you know, the financial company and told them the financial information was wrong. And, you know, so they said they'll let me know in like 30 days. It's like, I looked online and it said if Credit App has the wrong financial information, that Credit App is void.
Right.
You know, and so I'm just wondering about that, how things are going to go, like, you know, if I'm going to get in trouble because she put that information on there.
Right. Okay, the first thing that I want you to do, Lori, is I want you to relax. Okay. You're wound up like a little top, okay? So what we need you to do is, first of all, we need you to relax, okay? And worrying and stressing about this, Lori, is not going to change it. Okay?
Right.
I'll tell you. It's just going to make it worse, okay?
Okay.
So the one thing that I want to tell you, and I got a card that I want to focus on really quick here. It's a resurfacing of past feelings and emotions, and I feel like that this is bringing up a lot of stuff about yourself, you know, maybe making bad decisions in the past, just really beating yourself up. Have you been doing that lately, just really hammering on yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, stop doing that. Okay. That's not accomplishing anything either. Okay. That's just making you emotionally sick. And so you're an awesome person. Everybody makes mistakes. Okay. Everybody's made some kind of a mistake in their life. Might not be a big mistake, but we've all made mistakes. And so stop beating yourself up, okay? That's the first thing. I don't see any big things coming out of this. I will tell you, I don't see any big trouble. I do feel like that there is going to be a little bit of a consequence because of this, but I don't see anything major, okay? I don't see anything big, okay, out of this. I do feel like that it will be resolved. You know, next time just be a little more careful, you know, you know, and just pay attention. But I do feel like that spirit's going to intervene here, and I definitely feel like everything's going to be okay. Listen to the silent whispers of your heart. It's an intuitive communication card. So just listen to that little voice inside of you. And right now your brain's like chattering away and talking all kinds of junk to you and just beating you up. You need to tell your brain to shut up and just listen to your heart, okay? And I know it's easier for me to say, you know, than do, but I've been there. I understand where you are. Trust me, I've been there. And so, but worrying about this, Lori, is not going to change it. Handing it over to your angels and handing it over to the spirit within you is going to help. The Sacred Heart card, spirit's coming in here letting you know that they love you, and they are going to take care of this. So just hand it over to them and trust, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just breathe. When you get overwhelmed by this situation, when your brain starts chattering, just breathe. It really helps. There was a time in my life, Lori, that I was always afraid of everything, and even afraid of my own shadow. And so, you know, we just can't worry about stuff. Worrying about it's not going to change it. And when you get that in your heart and your head, you're going to be a whole lot better. But I don't see anything serious coming out of this for you. I promise. I don't see anything serious. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
You.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Hang in there, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, but that is a scary situation. And, you know, and understand, you know, fear creeping in and, you know, you get afraid. And then, you know, it doesn't take much for fear to get a, I'm gonna just stop for a minute. I want to tell you something. All, please listen to what Spirit wants to say here. Okay, it doesn't take much for fear to get a death grip on you. It takes one little thought, building on another thought, and then another thought, and another thought, and then another thought. And then your mind, before you realize it, your mind is running rapid and creating a scenario that if you believe it, please listen, if you believe it, yes, you're going to manifest it. Remember, I talked about manifesting the other day. Tools of manifesting are you have to think it, see it, speak it out, and then believe it. Okay? So please listen. If all of a sudden a thought comes into my head, and let's just use this as an example. Okay? All of a sudden, I have a thought that comes into my head that somebody's after me. Okay? Then my next thought is, man, you know, I think they really are after me. I remember that car following me earlier, and maybe that was him. Are you listening? And then all of a sudden, my heart starts pounding fast, and I'm thinking, man, why would somebody be after me? And I bet he's going to kill me. And so you know, it does, you might think that that's silly, but it's a pattern, and it happens every single day in our lives about something. So what we do is we realize that that's an illusion, that that is not real. There's nobody after me. There's nobody wanting to hurt me. That's not real. But our brains can make it real. Those fears can feel so real. So let's just be careful, okay? Susie B. Hi. It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
Hello, Michael.
How can I help you, Susie B?
Well, I was very happy to see that you were having a show today. That was a very, very wonderful surprise for me.
Right.
Yes. And how is the weather there where you are?
Chilly. We're in the 40s here. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm very surprised. This was a very beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, that's good. But we're supposed to be warming up and everything. So how can I help you tonight?
Just an open message from Spirit is really what I would love.
Okay. Let's go ahead and pull a card here. The Enchanted Forest card is the first card I pulled. I think I pulled this for you the other day, actually. Mystery, magic, and excitement. So nothing's changed. It's still happening. So,
yay!
But I definitely see mystery, magic, and excitement in your path. Nothing's changed on that. Moonlight Goddess card. I feel like that right now, Susie B, the one thing they really have to watch the emotions from your past popping up here, trying to dictate your future to you. But I definitely see a lot of healing coming into play. And reflect on all the good things that Spirit has already done for you. I think that sometimes we forget, you know, what Spirit has already done in our lives and where Spirit has brought us from. And, you know, so really I think that Spirit just wants you to spend some time in reflection and looking back. Tree of Life, fertility, creativity, destiny, and magical blessings. We have magical stuff getting ready to happen here, and just breakthrough and destiny. I love the word destiny. You are about to step into that, and I want to focus on that really quick here. I definitely see you stepping into your destiny, stepping into the true you, not the pretend you that we put out there sometime, but the real Susie B, the gorgeous Susie B that is bright and shining and happy and wonderful, and I see that happening for you. So you really just need to step into that and really trust Spirit right now. Next month, as you go into April, you are definitely going to be stepping into your place.
Wow.
So just keep on moving forward.
Isn't that a beautiful message, Michael?
Yeah, I think so.
I am definitely in much gratitude for things like that, and messages are so encouraging that how else could you be but in faith and believing?
Right. Definitely. Yeah, and you just got to definitely keep on believing, okay?
Yes, I am, Michael. I definitely am.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I've helped you tonight.
Oh, you always help, Michael, just by being there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Susie B., I love you, and thank you so much for being you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, I have a spirit with me. We're going to try to make a connection. This could be with anybody that's already called in, or it could be with somebody that's called in. And I also will tell you that there are some calls on my switchboard that I'm not going to be taking tonight. You've already called in. But there, if you don't get on, there's a reason for it. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a heads up. And you already know, some of you already know, that you're not going to get on with me, so you might want to hang up. The other thing I will tell you is the spirit that I have had either stomach cancer or something wrong with their stomach. I just feel like a dark mass. So I'm going to say this was like cancer because I'm seeing like a dark mass. So if this is making sense to you, please let us know when I talk to you. Or if this is making sense to you and you haven't called in yet, please call me at 347-327-9316. Okay? All right. 618, could you say your name for me, please? Hi.
Anera.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
I was wondering about one guy. I was just wondering whether he's the one and we're going to have a long-term relationship. You know, just something like the first person who had the reading, I think, something along those lines.
Okay. Just to see where things are right now in the relationship. Okay, all right. Do you mind giving me his name? If you do.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Could I have his name?
Richard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me. It just helps me and so to tap in. So let me see what's going on. Now, is this a pretty new relationship?
I don't think it's a relationship yet, but I have known the person for a really long time. But
okay. Well, that's.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know how to answer that because I've known him for a long time.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Knowing somebody for a long time, that's a relationship. I mean, a friendship's a relationship. So that's what I meant. If, you know, you guys been around with each other for a while. I do feel a very strong bond with us. I will tell you right away that I'm getting really good feelings about it. Okay? I will tell you that immediately. I do feel like that Spirit wants you to go slow as this builds. But I do feel like that he does care about you. I do feel like that Richard does care about you. I feel like that this could be a very strong, long relationship. But it's going to take some time to build that. Okay?
Okay.
All good things are worth waiting for. That's why I always look at stuff. And it might not be in our timing, but I do feel like that it's going to be worth waiting for. Okay? But communication is the key. I'm going to pull some cards on this really quick. Okay?
Sure. Thank you.
No problem. And the first card is the Eternal Love card. And happiness, harmony, and fulfillment. Definitely see that for you. Definitely see it in this relationship. I feel like that this is also a past life reconnection. I don't know if you believe in past lives, but I do feel like that in a past life, you guys were together. And that's why
yes.
I feel a strong bond.
Yes, I agree. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just like it's almost like a glue. I mean, it's like you guys are bonded together somehow.
We even look alike a little bit.
that's cool. Yeah, that's interesting in itself. Sacred Journey card, life cycles, family, and transformation. This is every time there's a cycle. In our lives, there's a season for everything. And the season for you right now is happiness and harmony. And it's definitely coming for you. The next couple of years for you, I got about a 2-year window with you. I see only good things for you. I don't see anything
bad.
Nothing
That's
bad.
Very good. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm glad because it hasn't really been easy, so.
Oh, no, it
That's
has.
Very
been.
Good to know. No, not in the past. So, but things, I feel you're right. I feel the same thing. I feel that, you know, it's gotten so much easier lately. So I feel it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And the last card I want to focus on is fulfillment and harmony again. It's popped up here a couple of times. So Spirit definitely wants to hammer that in here and saying, hey, you know what? It's coming for you. They've seen the struggles you've gone through. Well, those are behind you. Okay, that's your past. That's not your future. And so just keep on moving forward.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
You
make my day. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're
Have a good
welcome.
One.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're the best. Bye. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. That's interesting. All right. We're going to take a small break here. I need one. So we're going to take a small break. We will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back. Okay, before I can stop dancing, we'll take some more calls here. Yeah, that call, I mean, if that song didn't wake you up, then I don't know what's going to. So yeah, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to Wendy. Wendy, I appreciate your patience, and you're finally on air with me. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi. I was just wondering if I could get kind of a basic reading. I have some abilities myself, and I don't know what to do with them. I'm kind of in a position right now to where I can't, like, really move over into the professional realm, or, you know, professional area or anything like that.
Okay.
So I kind of feel stuck. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So.
Spirit wants to ask you a question, okay? Spirit wants to talk to you for a minute. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What is the fear? There's a fear that is stopping this from you moving forward. What is that fear? Do you know what that is? You might not even know what it is, but do you have any idea what that might be?
I know what part of it is.
Okay.
Part of it is basically our financial situation, because my husband's disabled and we're a family of five. So I'm the only one that's, you know, basically bringing in money, and to transition over to something like that is very unstable, and I can't really afford to take the risk.
Yeah. And that's a legit concern. That's a big family. That's a lot of family. You got some amazing kids, though. I will tell you that. You got some amazing kids. And I will tell you, you got a couple kids. There's at least three of your kids right now that are definitely gifted beyond anything that you'll ever imagine. And as they grow up, you'll see that. The other thing, Spirit is getting ready to bless you. I definitely see something financially coming into play here. Looks like it's probably about 3 months out, so this would be April, May. Looks like about June, July. Your financial situation does start increasing. I would say that next year, you're really going to start stepping out. It's going to be gradual for you with your gifts, because the one thing I will tell you, Wendy, is you are definitely an awesome reader. You're going to be a great, you're good at what you do. Don't be held back by the resources not being there, okay? Because the resources will come. Because Spirit really wants you to step out. But, you know, they understand also the fear. Because, you know, this kind of work is a little unstable. And when you have five kids, yeah, you got to have that security. You got to have that stability. But I definitely see that being better for you next year. Really stepping into with your gifts. Don't give up on him, okay? Because you've had these ever since you were a little kid.
Yeah.
And so don't put them in a closet, okay? They're not going to do anybody any good stuck in a closet, okay? And so don't do that, because you are needed more than ever on our planet right now with your gifts. So I'm about to tear up, so I've got to pull some cards here. But Passion and Love, Sacred Heart card, Spirit's just coming in here saying, hey, you know what, just commune with us, talk to us, you know, manifest what you want to see, Wendy. You know, see you working with your gifts, see you doing this, see you have a huge client base that would outshine anything that you could do at the job you're doing right now. You can have that. You just got to manifest it and see it. Yeah, of course it's a little shaky, a little scary, but Spirit definitely will provide. I believe that with everything inside of me. The Goddess of Creation card is the next card. It says transformation, creativity. We've had a lot of creativity cards tonight. But the transformation card, definitely going through a period of transformation and creativity. You know, and just create what you want in your life. That's what I would leave you with tonight, is just create what you want. Apprehension, that's where you are right now. Moving out into the world, doubt and fear, that's where you are right now. But that doesn't mean that you have to stay there, okay? that's where you are right now. But Spirit is going to definitely move in your behalf. Do you have three boys?
No, I think you misunderstood. We're a family of five. I have three children, which was kind of funny because you did pick up on the three children. So,
okay.
I have two boys and one girl.
Okay. Is because I'm picking up three boy energy. Okay. And now would you say that your girl is a very strong girl? Because sometimes I'll pick up strong females with male energy.
She's very strong.
Okay. Yeah. And so that could be what I'm picking up, because I was picking up three male energies. This also could be your husband, you know, but I picked up three boys. And so I'm going to say that that's what I'm picking up as the kids. Your kids are very strong. And so they are definitely, so I picked up all three kids of being gifted. So, you know, definitely work with them. The boys are definitely mediums. The girl, I feel like the girl is going to be more of a healer, more work with energy and stuff like that. But the boys that you have are definitely mediums. And so just pay attention to them. If they say they see something, you know, don't laugh at them. They probably are seeing something. Okay?
Yeah.
So
I am a
DM
too, so.
All right. I will talk to you later, and hopefully that helped.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, but Wendy, please, if you didn't get anything out of this reading, please don't let your gifts go away just because the finances aren't there right now, okay? They are coming, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Wendy. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah,
and it is scary. You know, when you step out into the metaphysical world, it's unknown. It's uncharted waters in some cases. And when you're in uncharted waters and you don't really know what's going on, and please just listen to what Spirit has to say right now. You know, a lot of us right now are in uncharted waters. In the last couple of years, things have been moving at a fast pace in the metaphysical world. You manifest quickly right now. And so be really careful what you are manifesting. All right. The one thing that I will tell you is really watch what you're thinking, watch your thought patterns, and keep those things in check. Okay? But don't let fear, if you get anything out of the show, I say this a lot, we cannot allow our fears to dictate our futures. You know, there are times that I get scared. There are times that you know, I get very nervous about things. But I also know this, that Spirit has never, ever, ever, ever let me fall or keep me in a bad place. Never has. Never has failed me. Can't think of one time that Spirit hasn't been there for me. Even in my darkest hours, and I've had a few, even in those darkest moments of my life, Spirit was right there, shining a flashlight, saying, "Hey, Michael, I'm right here." You know, even when I didn't think he was, or she, or what you want to call it, you know, I think that, you know, just, yeah. So, all right. All right. Let's talk to some more people really quick here. Danelle, hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are things in New York?
All right. I just wanted to know if you could see if things are going to get better or if Spirit has anything to say to me.
Okay. So better in, it would help me in better in what sense? Just all over better? Okay. All right. First of all, I want to say that I'm sorry that things are not going well right now, okay? Because that's why I wanted to ask you to be sure that, you know, is it all over? And right now it just feels like it's all over. It feels like you're just having those bad days constantly, back to back. Is that how you feel right now?
Yes.
Yeah. And this has been going on for a while. This has been going on, I would say, since the beginning of this year. It just feels like back to back bad days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, good news. Okay, I got good news for you. Those back-to-back bad days are coming to a screeching halt. I would say by midweek, I'm going to go out on a huge limb here. Okay, this is going to be a huge limb I'm going to go out on. But I got tingling sensations and everything. I'm saying by midweek, this week, by Wednesday, you're going to see a change. You're going to feel a change. You're going to see a change. From that moment on, those bad days that you've been through are over. You're going to have some stumbles along the way, but nothing like you've been going through. Your financial situation is going to get a lot better. Have you been struggling really bad financially?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I just feel like that's one of the really hard areas for you. I mean, unfortunately, in our country, everything revolves around money. And when we don't have it, that's bad days. I have definitely see a change in your financial situation. Are you looking for work? Because I see a new job or something popping up.
I'm actually sick, so I haven't been working.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you're not feeling good. But I also I definitely feel like that you are going to get a better job once you kick the sickness. I feel like that's going to pass here soon too. But I definitely keep seeing something popping into your path, employment wise. It looks like about maybe the end of April or the very beginning of May here, where there's a job that's opening up, something that you can't handle, something that is going to help you, definitely have benefits. It's going to be a really good job for you, but it is going to be something that's not really challenging and not too trying, where it makes you tired or something like that. But now, how long have you been sick? I want to focus on that really quick.
Since 2007.
Okay, 2007. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do have a medical intuitive abilities. I want to look at this and see what's going on. Have they diagnosed this? Okay. All right. Let me see. Definitely feel like that this is getting better. Is this getting better with medication? Is this how they're treating you?
I'm a type 1 diabetic. There's no cure. And I got it late, adult onset, so it did a lot of damage.
Oh, man. I'm doing this. Yeah. But I don't really feel like that this is going to hold you down too much either. I feel like that you are going to bounce out of this. And the job that I see, you're going to be able to do that with this, where it's not going to be challenging. That's what I think that spirit was talking about when they were saying challenging to you. I feel like that they are going to present you something that you can do and you can handle and with all this. But, move forward and just keep trusting spirit. And that's all I have for you tonight. So I appreciate you, and hopefully that helped.
All right. And also, when you said about the spirit that came through, I had someone who passed from but they were crushed. Their stomach was crushed.
Okay, they were crushed?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't feel that. That doesn't mean that they're not around you, but that's not what I'm feeling right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't have that spirit here right now. Okay, let's talk to Tony. Tony, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, Michael. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just calling to see if Spirit had any general message for me.
Okay. Is there a? It would help me, Tony, if you had a focus. Is there a focus?
Sure. I guess the focus could be career.
Okay. All right. Are you working at the present time?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, Tony, I'm going to ask you a question. Is there a reason why I would see musical instruments around you?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because I'm just going to go with this for a minute, and just bear with me, okay?
Sure.
Because I keep seeing like drums around you, I keep seeing horns around you. Now, my spirit guide could be getting me to a different, vein here, but that's what I'm seeing around you. Now, was there anybody that's on the other side? Were they a musician, played in a band or anything? Because I keep seeing this around you. It might come to you later. I would just put that in the back of your head, and we'll move on. But that might come to you later. You might want to look at some old pictures, because I'm picking up somebody that was either in a band or they really liked to dance. They were around, like old-time bands. That's what I'm seeing, like orchestras, things like that. So you might want to look at that, and that might come to you later, okay?
Okay.
But as far as your career goes, let's focus on that right now, because that is your question. Let me go ahead and pull a card. Let me actually gonna cut this deck here. Let me pull a couple cards here really quick. Now, I'm going to ask you a question because I got a search card and it's feeling lost, confused, and lonely. Are you feeling that way right now? Maybe focused on your career a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, just not having a direction. Is there a particular thing that you want to do? Is there a career that you're focused on?
Yeah. One is, I guess it's two things that I'm focused on, and I guess I'd like to try to, like, work them together, but one is writing and one is education.
Okay. I definitely see you education. I feel like that you're a born educator. I feel like that you've allowed some of your fears to hold you back, but I would definitely see teaching with you and education and stuff like that with you. I definitely see that. There's also a book in you. Do you know that? Do you have a book inside of you?
Oh, yeah, several actually.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't give up on that either because I do feel like that is going to be a part of that. But I definitely would lean towards the education thing. But you got at least three books inside of you.
Okay.
And the books inside of you, Tony, I will tell you, will impact our planet. I would definitely never give up on that. Let me pull another card for you really quick here. Emotional cleansing. I feel like that there's some deep emotional hurt inside of you as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. And I feel like that spirit really wants to work on that and has been working on that for the last couple of years. You've just been fighting it and not letting it come up and releasing it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So you need to get that out of the way, and that's what's holding you back. That's what's holding these books back. It's what's holding you back generally. Is all of this resentment. You have a lot of resentment towards somebody. I don't know who, but I think you do. And so you need to let that go, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of grief and sadness. Yeah. But the one thing that I will focus here on this last card, the last card I pulled for you, Tony, it says grief and sadness. I feel like that there's a lot of that with you right now. But the one thing that I focus on this card, there's another word, and it's resurrection. And right now, that's where you are. You are on the verge of coming out of all of that pain, out of all of that darkness that you've been in, and going into a bright future. So keep that in mind. But you're going to have to let go of some of this pain and some of this anger and stuff that's deep inside of you. And it doesn't mean that when we forgive people, Tony, it doesn't mean that we're saying that it's okay for those people to do those things to us. But what we are doing is saying that I'm not going to be attached to that anymore because I'm going to move forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Well, Tony, you hang in there and just keep moving forward, okay? Thank you for calling.
Definitely appreciate it.
All right, no problem. All right. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, a lot of times I think that we think if we forgive somebody, then that means that we're saying, okay, that's okay. No, that's not okay. And we're not – forgiveness is not – I think we got forgiveness all messed up, all backwards or something, sideways, I don't know. Somewhere in there we got it all – I don't know, mixed up. Because forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you, actually. It's to release you from that attachment, from that hold, and to let you move on. So, okay. So, I think that we just got that screwed up sometimes. All right, let's talk to a few more people, and then I'm going to talk for a minute. So, we're only going to take a couple more calls here. Diane, and you're one of them. Hi. Hello. Oh, hold on. Hi.
Hi. I was muted. I was saying hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, it takes a while for my switchboard sometimes to get going here. So go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm at the rest stop. People are making noise. I'm gonna move outside.
Okay.
I thought it would be quiet in here. I was just cleaning out my car, and there's, like, numbers that didn't have anybody's name on them, and I'm, oh, well, before I throw this away, I better just call and see who it is. And it was you, and you had a show on a Sunday. So
I know.
I must be meaning to talk to you, and I think that was Uncle Harry that had the mass in his abdomen. He had a dark, he was bleeding internally, but it was concealed like a basketball. You know, big, dark mass.
Okay. Yeah.
Before he died. So I don't know if that was him or someone else.
Okay, that's definitely him. He's telling me that you just gotta stay strong. you gotta toughen up. And he knows it's been hard. He talk like this because he's telling me that you need to toughen up, because he's saying that you got tough blood in you. You come from a very strong stock of people, and you can do what you're doing, what you've been called to do. You actually have been called, and you've been called to do what you're doing. This is a mission, okay? You might not see that, but this is definitely a spiritual journey, a spiritual mission. And I know it's been hard on you. I know it's been difficult at times, but you are doing it, and it is going to pay off in the long run here. I'm going to pull some cards on this really quick, okay? But he's just telling me for you to toughen up. That's all he got to say. Ocean of Eternal Love, definitely a lot of healing. Again, the word creativity is on the bottom of this card. Just really stepping into that creative, trusting the spirit within you. And they're making a way for you. I mean, you know, they haven't let you, just left you alone. They're working. Amethyst, transformation, certainty, and confidence. They really want you to step into that place and keep moving forward. And the next card I pulled, Purification Fire, talks about wholeness. So that's where you're getting ready to step into. excuse me. Have you had a sore throat?
Well, I just got over it. I had a sore throat for like a year, and then finally it went into asthmatic bronchitis, and I haven't coughed for a week, and to me that's strange because I coughed all the time for a year.
Well, I feel like that's because I just coughed there. And I felt like that it was you, and I feel like that spirit is saying, hey, you know, we healed that in you. I feel like that's So if they can do that, I think that's what they want to bring to your attention. If they can do that, there's nothing else they can't do. Okay, so I mean, you struggled with that for years and years. They took that away.
I just found a penny. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, pennies are good. You know, they add up. Yeah, but you are going to be taken care of. Spirit, I think that's why Spirit wanted to bring that to your attention. You know, they took care of that. They can take care of all these other needs that you have, and so just keep trusting them. Keep on doing what you're doing. So hopefully that helps. All right.
Well, I wanted to tell you about someone else though, because that was the example that you gave of Fox. I met somebody this week, and he was a lot like me as far as working with the earth and magic and all that.
Uh-huh.
And for 2 days, the conversation went well, but on the third day, he started saying they were going to sacrifice him. They were after him because his bite was too big. So it almost sounded, but I didn't know what to do about that. That hit me hard. He must have had PSDP, but if you want to pray for him, his name was also Michael with a K. But I just thought to just ask Spirit to send helpers to him, and if this is, you know, if it's not the life path he chose to feel this way, to clear this for him.
Yeah, why don't we just do that right now, actually? Let's just pray for him right now, okay? So, and you said his name's Michael K?
His name's Michael with a K. You know, like yours is C-H, his is with a K.
Okay, all right, so Michael, all right. All right, let's go ahead and pray for Michael. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Diane. I thank you for her bringing this to our attention tonight with Michael. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that whatever is going on in his head, however these feelings are that he's feeling right now, that you would just help heal him. And Father, Mother God, he is an awesome light worker, but there's nobody after him. Just let him know that. And Father, Mother God, just comfort him tonight and open doors for him tonight. And let him know that you love him beyond a doubt and that he does have a work to do. And just these other things that are going on right now are just confusion that's trying to distract him. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just move all the distractions, all the obstacles, everything out of his path right now. And we say namaste and we say amen. And, you know, let us know how he's doing, okay? Please keep me in touch with that, all right?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll keep in touch with me. He just seemed to get real paranoid. But if he does come back as a result of this prayer, I'll be really grateful to you. I thought he was might have been a past life person.
I feel like he's coming back. I feel like your paths are going to cross. I would say probably by the end of the week.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I found this number and I called it and it was you. So have a wonderful day. I hope you get a great blessing and healing and everything you need.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead with Carol. Hi, Carol. Whoop. Oh, hold on. Everybody moved around, and actually we skipped Carol. So let's go back to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, my switchboard started jumping up and down, and maybe the spirits were excited that you called in. I don't know.
Yeah. Either that or my energy's just wacky. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when I was first calling, today was one of those days where I just felt that all the progress I made was just going backwards. And then while I was listening to you, it just came the realization of what was going on and why I was creating this, whatever it was in my life, came to me. So I just wanted to thank you for that. Because I'm fine. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you telling me that. How can I help you tonight?
Well, nothing. Just let's see. Well, basically, it was. Is there anything I need to know to get out of this funk I'm in? The emotional, you know, feeling. Just very sensitive about things, but
right now the Sacred Journey card popped up here from my guide deck, and it says life cycles. And right now, this is a cycle you're going through. This funky thing that you're feeling, that's a cycle. Okay, that's the past. That's not who you are. That's not what you want in your life. You're just going to just jump. You know, you're just going to jump out of this and into a lot of blessings ahead. Next card, you know, right now, looking beyond the veil of illusion, this funky thing, that's what it is. It's trying to present itself as something real and saying, hey, you know, I'm big and huge and scary and no. And so just kind of look beyond that and say, hey, you know what, I'm better than this and this is going to pass. You've been at funky days before. You've been here before. I mean, we've all had funky days. And so it will pass. One thing I will tell you, Carol, I'm excited about something. I'm going to tell you what I'm excited about. I just saw something big coming into your path, and I don't know what it is, but there is something major coming in June. This is life-changing for you, a positive life change. But this comes into your path mid-June.
Okay.
And so just keep hanging in there. And you know, keep fighting these funky days, and you're gonna get out of it, and the sun is gonna shine again, and you're gonna go into a new season. You know, the one thing that I like is that we're about to go out of winter into spring. I love springtime, and you know, everything comes back to life, and that's what's happening for you. Things are coming back to life, and so just keep hanging in there.
I will. It's just working through more stuff. Thank you so much. Many
blessings. Yeah, take care. Many blessings. Bye bye. Namaste. All right. Okay. Who did I? Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I didn't. Hi, April. Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking me.
How can I help you, April?
Oh, just quick question. I've got a new job opportunity that's really just popped up last minute, and I want to know if I should take it or not.
Definitely, yes.
Caregiving for an elderly man.
Yeah, did you hear the answer?
Yes.
It was definitely yes.
Okay.
That was quick. The reason why, because this elderly gentleman, he needs you, okay?
Yeah.
He needs not just the help that you can give him, but he needs the joy and the happiness that shines out of you. And so he, you know, you're going to be a blessing to him. This is, I mean, I admire you because this is challenging. I admire people that can go into this kind of stuff and do this kind of stuff. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But because it takes special people to do that. And you know, I think that we take people like you granted sometimes. But I admire you for doing that. And you definitely, yeah, you definitely need to take this. Let me pull
yeah.
some cards for you really quick, okay?
Okay.
Intuitive communication, listen to the silent whispers of your heart. As soon as this was offered to you, your heart said yes, 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 yes. There's a little bit of fear that is trying to stop this, but you can do this. You got this hands down. I don't see any problems. Jewel within a teardrop, appreciation, spiritual and emotional reconnecting. That's where you are on your own journey and making that reconnection with the spirit within you. And really keeping your emotions in check. You know, really watch your emotions, especially when you go in with this guy. You know, really watch your emotions. You already know this, but don't get really emotional attached, okay? But you know, and that's hard to do. I understand that. But, you know, just be watch that, all right? Next card, Goshna card, definitely clearing away obstacles for you. All the bad days are done. I said that a lot tonight, but I really believe it. And especially for you, you've not had an easy life. You've had some really hard knocks. Would that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Especially where relationships are concerned. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And why are you afraid to love again? It feels like there's some fear there. Open your heart again or something.
Yeah, to an extent. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's healing. You're not in a relationship right now, are you?
I am, actually.
Oh, you are right now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it feels like that you're not completely there. I mean, like emotionally attached. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's
okay.
A bit on the fringes.
Yeah. And that's probably what I'm feeling. That's probably what I was picking up on. But, you know, right now, just be careful. But you can love again. And I do feel the relationship you're in now, I don't know how long that's going to last. But there is a lasting relationship that is coming. I just don't feel like you're in it right now. But because you got a lot of healing still to do. And you're young, you've got a whole life ahead of you, so there's no rush. Just heal your heart is the only thing I would leave you with tonight, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you,
awesome.
April.
Awesome.
All right,
thank you for
bye-bye.
The validation. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night. All right, we are actually done. Spirit just told me, I'm sorry, Spirit just told me not to take any more calls right now. You might hang in there. I might take more calls here in a minute, but right now Spirit told me to just talk. So I'm going to follow Spirit. You know, the one thing that I would say is we are all in a place of movement, you and I. The one thing that I'm excited about, and the one that I want to talk about tonight, and I talked about this at the beginning of the show and with the last 37. Okay, actually, our phone lines are closed. I'm sorry if I didn't get to you tonight, but our phone lines are closed. Spirit just told me to close our phone lines. So I do appreciate everybody that has called in. Everybody, I appreciate everybody that's called in. And I send you blessings and love and all of that to everybody, okay? And so, because everything that happens, there's a reason for it. And so, you know, and a lot of times in our lives, we're going to have, you know, situations, and we're going to have those bumps along the way. But, you know, bumps along the way are just challenging, and they're just teaching lessons, okay? But thank you so much for listening tonight. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to still talk. But I just want to spend the last few minutes here just being really thankful for a lot of things in my life. And, you know, in my life and in your life, I really feel like that Spirit's going to break through. You know, this is a breakthrough moment. I feel like that this is a breakthrough week for a lot of us. And when there's breakthrough weeks are coming, then we're going to have lower energies that are going to try to come in and try to mess with us try to play with us, and they're going to use whatever thing that they can use to do that. But we don't let that happen. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today about pushing buttons. You know, we allow people to push our buttons if we allow that to happen. But what we got to do is move valiantly and strong and courageously forward. And this is for you all. I feel like that there's a couple people listening to me right now tonight that you're really struggling. You're either struggling with, okay, what do I do next? What is Spirit doing? Why aren't things moving in my life? And I've been there. I understand that. I understand how it feels to think, okay, what is going on? You know, where are you? You know, and I can feel like there's people listening to me right now that are feeling that. You know, wondering, okay, maybe this isn't real. Maybe there's nothing to this. Don't give up. There was a time in my life that I went through a very dark time in my life. And in that dark time, I wanted to give up. I thought, man, you know, there's no hope. There's no use at all. But in that dark moment, is when I found the true light that was always inside of me. Just waiting for me to get to that moment, to get to that place where I give up. And I think a lot of the times Spirit wants us to get out of the way. Sometimes we are way too much in the way. We're analyzing things. We're trying to fix things on our own. And Spirit just says, get your hands out of the toolbox and let me in there. My brother one time was working on my car. I don't know anything about cars. I know that if you turn the little key thing and it doesn't go boom like that, then there's something wrong. I don't know what the something wrong is, but I just know that if you don't turn the key and it don't make some noise, something's not working. Or if it's, you know, making a lot of noise and it's not supposed to be making that noise, there might be something wrong. So my brother, thank God, was placed in my life to be my mechanic and my protector. And I mean, he's an awesome guy. Sometimes he's got rough edges like all of us, but he's an awesome guy. But one day, he knows what he's doing, and I didn't. So I was trying to get my hands in there and you know, working on stuff, and he said, you know, get out of here. You don't know what you're doing. You know, I was trying to fix the problem, and I was making the problem worse. Are you listening to what Spirit's saying? Sometimes our spirit guides are in there working, and we're going, oh, you're not working fast enough, or you're not doing this, and, you know, this is not the way you do things. Let's let the experts in the spiritual realm work in our lives, the people that know how to do this, because our spirit guides, they've been around for a while. They've been around the block a time or two. Okay, a lot of them. And so they know what they're doing. So let's not tinker. Okay. But tonight, you know, I just feel like that I'm on the verge of a breakthrough in my own life. And how I got here is I had to go through some rough times and learn those lessons in life. You know, sometimes we think, okay, why do we have to go through difficult times? Those difficult times burn out of us. It's like sometimes we have to go through a fire. I had a good friend. He's on the other side now. And his name was Shaman John. And one time I was going through some really rough times in my life. And Shaman John and I was talking on the phone one night. I said, man, you know, why do I have to go through this? You know, I don't want to go through it. I want to give up. I just want to quit. And he said, Michael, and I'll never forget his words, he said that, you know, sometimes shamans, and a lot of you listening to me tonight have shaman energy inside of you, shaman energy sometimes has to be burned. You have to go through trials. You have to be purged. Things have to be pulled out of you. And it's not easy. It's not a good time. But when you're going through that, you're going through it. I said that the other time, a few weeks ago, you know, going through, that word going through. We don't stay there. We don't stay in those heated moments and those trying moments in our lives. We continue to move forward, and we continue to move forward in love and light. And more than ever, our world needs love and light shining out of us. There's enough people in our world that pass judgments on people and point fingers. But a lot of times when those people are doing that, the reason why they're doing that is because they don't want to look at themselves. And so it's really easy to say, okay, what's wrong with that person? Because that way I don't have to focus on me. In the last 30 minutes of the show, the last 29 minutes actually now, I want to pray. And I want to pray for all of us. But I want to pray for tonight. I want to pray for the people that are really hurting. Because people that are really hurting, I always say this, and I learned this one time when I was going through a dark period of my life. I was listening to a preacher one time, and these words just rang with me and sank into my heart. Hurt people hurt others. Healed people heal others. I rather think that I'm part of the solution than part of the problem. And what we really need in our world tonight are solutions. There's a lot of stuff going on, my friend. There's a lot of stuff going on in our world right now. You know, North Korea is beating drums again and you know, talking what I would say a bunch of smack and stuff and just, you know, just stuff. You know, the Catholic Church is facing a major decision this week, you know, and in the weeks ahead about choosing a pope. And there's just a lot of stuff going on. But the one thing that I know, without a shadow of a doubt, is that Spirit has all the answers that we always will need. So let's pray tonight, and I'm just going to let Spirit lead me in prayer. And so we're going to start praying now, and we'll probably pray our way out. But I want to tell you, first of all, before we start praying, I appreciate you listening tonight. And I hope that you got something out of the program. And like I said, if you didn't get on air with me, I really do apologize. But not everybody can get on. And I know that. But thanks to all the ones that I got to talk to tonight. And hopefully I helped you. If you would like to get a full reading from me, you can do that by going to our website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. And you can also check out who's coming up. Talking about who's coming up, let's actually talk about that. Monday, tomorrow, I have Kelly Miller with me. Then on Wednesday, I have Carrie Samuels with me. So I have two Ks coming up, Kelly and Carrie. Okay, it's like a tongue twister. Try to say Kelly and Carrie 20 times really fast. Okay. We do appreciate them wanting to come on, and they'll be with us this week. I will not be on there this coming Friday. That's the reason I'm on right now. I sort of knew that. I do have an event that's coming up over the weekend, so I will not be on Friday night. I was wondering why I was on tonight. So will not be on. We do have a couple guests coming up. Like I said, Kelly and Carrie. All right. And, you know, call in, tune in, and see what Spirit has to say to you. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for all the times that you have held me up, for all the times that you have led me through those dark moments in my own life. Father, Mother God, tonight I pray for my listeners, for the people listening to my voice right now. No matter where they are in life, no matter what they're going through, lead them through that. Just touch their hearts. Let them know that I love them and that you love them and that you care about them. And Father, Mother God, those that are really got broken hearts tonight, that you would just begin to heal those broken hearts. No matter what's caused that, maybe a relationship, maybe a family thing, just heal that tonight. Father, Mother God, I pray for our country. I pray for America right now. I'm a little concerned about where things are going, where things are headed. Father, Mother God, I know that you are the spirit of turnaround. I know that you can change things, that nothing is set in concrete. And Father, Mother God, don't let us buy in to the spirit of fear, but let us try the spirit. Find out those things that are true. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the spirit of power and of strength and of might. And we move forward valiantly with courage and strength to all those great things that you're going to bring into our path. Yeah, maybe tonight our finances might not be where we want them to be, but that doesn't mean they have to stay that way. So tonight I speak for finances for everybody that's listening to me, that you move in their financial situations right now, that you turn that around. It always looks darker right as the light comes. Some of my listeners tonight, Father, Mother, God, they feel like the walls are caving in on them and the ceiling's caving in on them, and they just are losing hope tonight. I can feel it. But build it up tonight. Build it up tonight. Turn that around for them. Father, Mother, God, there's somebody listening to my voice right now that is physically hurting. They're in a lot of pain right now. Something with their head. It feels like their head is throbbing almost to me. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just touch. There's somebody that has just been diagnosed with something maybe wrong with their head. Looks like maybe a brain thing or a brain tumor or something. I just pray that you would just intervene in that and touch. I've seen you move so many times in physical areas that the doctor had given up hope. But we do not go by the doctors. You always have final say. The doctors might say there's no hope, but there's always hope. A lot of doctors don't understand you. They don't understand the metaphysical world. They don't understand the energetic bodies that we have or the spirit within us. They don't understand that yet, but they will. And I thank you so much for moving in their lives. I thank you for medical intuitives that you have placed on this planet. And I've had some awesome ones on this show, Jay and Steven. They're awesome at the abilities that are inside of them and the insights that you have given them. And some of the readers that you have brought on this program, like Aaron and Travis and Michael and Nicole, and I could go on and on and on and on. Jill, and I'm just amazed by the abilities that you have placed in people and the abilities that are inside some of the listeners that are listening to me right now, that you're awakening. Let them get past the fears that are inside of them and let them know that there is nothing to be afraid of. The metaphysical world is nothing to be scared of. It's a place of peace and joy and love and understanding that could go beyond anything that they would ever imagine. Father, Mother, God, let my light shine a little brighter. I know that there's things that you want me to do, and I know that fear's been holding me back, but I don't want it to hold me back. I want to be able to move forward valiantly with courage. That's what you want for all of us. Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray that there's somebody listening to my voice right now. They're missing their loved one tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just open their spiritual eyes, that you would let them see that their loved one is standing right beside them. That the veil that separates us from the spirit world, it has been created by us. It's a veil of doubt, and it's a veil of fear. And let us remove that tonight. And it's getting thinner and thinner, and I appreciate it. Father, Mother, God, I pray for the event that I'm getting ready to do next weekend, and I just pray right now that you would just move in that already. I thank you for what you've already done. I think it's amazing in some ways of what you're already doing with this event that's coming up. But Father, Mother, God, I thank you for this program. I thank you for what you've done here and what you are going to do here. We all face challenges and we all face trials and we all have fears. Somebody's fears might not be mine, Father, Mother, God, and, you know, but we all have fears. We all have things that we're concerned about. We're concerned about our loved ones. We're concerned about our world. We're concerned about this and that and whatever. But we know that you can meet those needs, and I know that you can touch them tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray for peace in our world. There are a lot of people beating their chest and saying all kinds of stuff, and they just don't know any better. They're just afraid, and they don't know what else to do except beat their chest, and that's just all they've ever done, and that's all they ever know. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just change that. I pray for the people of North Korea tonight. And I pray that they rise up and want something different than what they have. It's happened in other countries. It's happened all over the place. Dictators no longer have a place in the new energies on our planet. So tonight, I pray that that changes. I don't know how. But I pray tonight that that changes, that you would melt the hearts that are hard there. You know, they call them hardliners. There's a reason why they call them that. Soften that tonight. Because there's a lot of good people there, and I don't want anything to happen to them. So I pray for North Korea, and I cover it with white light tonight. And I pray that they would change their hearts and that they would stop beating their chests and that they would reach out and stop isolating themselves. They're just hurting themselves. Father, Mother, God, I pray for wisdom from all world leaders. Because there's new energy on our planet and they're having a hard time adjusting to it. I'm having a hard time adjusting to it. But Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just touch them tonight. Let them know how to do it a little better. Help them where they need help. Guide them where they need guidance. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for the homeless people all over our world. There was an article just the other day in the paper. And Father, Mother, God, I was shocked about how many homeless people there are and how bad that really is. And Father, Mother, God, just open our eyes to what's going on around us. let us help where we can. Father, Mother God, tonight I pray for those that don't have a place to live, that might have to sleep under a bridge tonight or in a cardboard box or out in the open somewhere. Maybe some by choice, but not a whole lot of them by choice. Change the circumstances and give them a place, a safe place to sleep tonight. There's a lot of homeless runaway kids that are running away from maybe a bad situation, but they're running maybe towards a worse situation. And Father, Mother God, I just pray for them tonight that you would intervene and that you would just help them and heal whatever that is that they're running away from. Father, Mother God, I pray for our families all over the world. It's hard nowadays. When I was a kid, maybe it was a little rough, but it's not. It's a little rougher now. You know, sometimes, you know, parents are burning candles at both ends and in the middle and maybe farther down on the candle because they're trying to make ends meet. So provide tonight. Those that might be hungry tonight, I just pray that you would get them good food to eat tonight. Let everybody have a good meal, a hot, good meal tonight. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for everything that you do. I just love you so much. And Father, Mother God, I know that things are going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind. But sometimes I get scared. Sometimes that pops up in me a little bit. But Father, Mother God, you have never failed me. You have never forsaken me. And you're not about to do it now. So Father, Mother God, tonight, I'm going to ask for something. Because you said, ask and it shall be given. Knock, and it shall be open. So tonight, I'm going to step out on faith. And I'm not going to just ask for myself, but I'm going to ask for the whole universe. This is a big request. So tonight, just for one night, no nightmares, no fears, no doubts, no concerns, but tonight, no nightmares. I don't want anybody in the world to have a nightmare. And Father, Mother God, those could be nightmares in their heads, but they also could be nightmares in situations. So no nightmares tonight. No violence tonight. I don't want to see anybody get shot tonight. I don't want any crimes to happen tonight. Nobody shooting up because they're running away from the pain within inside of them. Nobody drinking to self-medicate tonight. I know these are huge requests, but I believe that you can do them. And I thank you for it. And I call it done. And I say namaste. And I say amen. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to get hold of me, you can do so by writing me at spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. Spirituallyawakenings@gmail.com. If you haven't heard from us, I'm going to say this again. We said it the other night. If you want to be on our mailing list, if you would like to get, I'm going to actually work on a newsletter sometime soon. If you would like to get a newsletter from us, hear from us, go to my website at www.spirituallyawakening.com. Over there, you'll see a form. Fill it out. that ask for your email and send that to us, okay? If you don't want to be on our mailing list, that's okay. I still love you. I understand. I'm not on a whole bunch of mailing lists myself. So, but if you want to hear from us, you know, that's the best way. So I will update you. Follow us on Twitter. I do go over there. I do Twitter. I think I tweet or whatever you call that. Tweeter or whatever it is. So go over there and check that out. Don't miss tomorrow night with Kelly Mellor. She'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. 6 p.m. Central. And if you know somebody that would like to be a guest on my program, I need guests for April. So maybe you know somebody that is out there that I don't know about. If you do, and you think that they would like to be a part of this program, let me know. Have them contact me, or you guys send me an email, and I'll contact them. But I do need some guests for April. And so that's how we do things around here. We ask. All right. If you like what you hear on this program, which I hope you like what you hear on this program, otherwise I don't think you'd be here. So, but I don't think you would be here if you didn't like it. So if you like it, you can go over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and right there on the front page, if you go all the way down there, you're going to find a little button. On that little button is this word. It says donations. If you click on that little word, you will go to a secure site, and you can give money to help us continue forward. All right? I would appreciate it if you can. I know that money's tight. I understand that more than you probably know. So I understand, but, go to your car seats and scrape up some money and you know, take care of yourself first, and then if you have anything left over, you can throw it our way. Okay? We would appreciate it. All right. Because one thing that I want you to do is more than anything else, Spirit takes care of me, and Spirit will take care of me always. But the one thing I want you to do is take care of you. Okay? Way beyond anything else. I would be upset if you gave me $20 and I found out that that was your last $20 and you were going hungry, I would be upset. So don't ever do that. Okay? Don't ever do that. Take care of yourself first. And then if you have some left over, you know, then you can throw it our way. All right? But always take care of you. Be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Thank you for listening. Go in beauty, because you guys are beautiful. And so, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for listening to the special show, surprise show. Follow us, and then you'll get reminders of when I jump on. So tonight I jumped, and hopefully it was worth the leap. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye-bye.